the WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. 7th District Representative Abigail Spanberger says Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria is catastrophic. Governor Northam dedicates a new state forest in Rockingham County, and state forestry officials warn of a potentially dangerous fire season. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 8th. 7th District Representative Abigail Spanberger has just returned from a visit to the border between Syria and Jordan. She says President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria is, quote, misguided and catastrophic, from VPM News' Charles Fishburne reports.
The former CIA operations officer is a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs and visited the border with a bipartisan delegation to bolster relations. The news broke just as they left Jordan.
The betrayal of those who have been dying on the battlefield to help us in our efforts against ISIS is just something that, from a national security perspective, from a foreign relations perspective, is just unbelievable.
The president said in a series of tweets, the United States was shouldering too much of the burden and the cost of fighting the Islamic State. She says it is a betrayal that will take decades to undo. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Governor Ralph Northam commemorated the 100th anniversary of Virginia's state forests by dedicating a new state forest in Rockingham County. The new forest lies on the southeastern slopes of First Mountain in the southern portion of the Massanutten Range. It includes 573 acres of hardwood and pine stands, open fields, and stream frontage. The forest is adjacent to the George Washington National Forest. State forests of Virginia are self-supporting and receive no taxpayer funds for operation. Charlottesville residents Virginia and Alfred Duffelmeyer owned the property, which was in the family for multiple generations. The property was purchased with funding from the DuPont Natural Resource Damages and Restoration Settlement. We've been getting some rain early this week, but it's not enough to lessen concerns over wildfires. The Virginia Department of Forestry is preparing for what they say could be a severe fall wildfire season across the state. At least 29 Virginia localities have already enacted countywide bans on all outdoor burning. Charles Fishburne has that report.
Multiple localities have had an outdoor burning ban in effect since last Thursday, and that isn't even the worst part.
We are entering this fall fire season drier than we've been in the past 20 years.
Fred Turk, Virginia Department of Forestry.
The potential for an increased number of fires and more complex and dangerous fires is significant.
But he says just hot and dry in itself is not the problem.
It's the people that are starting the fires.
But mostly not on purpose.
Something as simple as cutting your grass and having your mower hit a rock and causing a spark.
Dry leaves are beginning to fall, making it worse. Forecast for at least the next 6 to 10 days is dry, and it doesn't get much better through the end of the month.
We would just like to ask citizens, be extra careful when being outside.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
A federal inquiry has prompted Virginia's prisons to change some of their religious rules. Those changes include relaxing some restrictions on group worship activities and providing religiously compliant meals to inmates. The Department of Justice announced a settlement Monday with Virginia over an inquiry into whether the Department of Corrections was violating a federal law protecting the religious rights of inmates and other institutionalized persons. Under the agreement, the Department of Corrections is ending a requirement that group worship activities accommodate a minimum of 5 inmates. It also eliminates some rules making it harder for inmates to receive meals that accommodate religious needs. Earlier this year, a coalition of Muslim groups complained to prison officials about a lack of food and water for inmates observing Ramadan. Emily's List plans to donate an additional $1.5 million to help flip the Virginia General Assembly and increase the number of female Democrats in the House and Senate races who support abortion rights. The Political Action Committee announced the contribution on Monday. The Washington Post reports the donation, coupled with a $600,000 donation Emily's List jointly made with Priorities USA, is the largest investment the PAC has ever made in individual states' legislative elections. Virginia is considered the only state with elections this year where control of the state legislature might be flipped. Republicans currently lead the House of Delegates 51-48 and the Senate 20-19. Federal anti-discrimination laws that protect workers often do not apply to employees of small businesses, but a rarely used Virginia state law does. And the ACLU has taken up one case to enforce that law. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Titi Shinbare and Taisha Brooks are both Black women who worked at a private concierge health clinic. In a complaint filed on their behalf, they describe their boss using the N-word at the office, asking to touch their hair and more, says ACLU attorney Nicole Tortorello.
He would repeatedly make comments on one or more occasions saying she's always on the phone with her millions of kids, again, feeding into really harmful stereotypes about Black women.
They say they told their boss they were uncomfortable and asked him to please stop. Months later, they were fired and replaced with white employees.
Dr. Bagason said when he fired each of them that it was due to a culture change in the office, and he refused to elaborate on what was meant by culture change.
In an email, Randy Bagason says the company is committed to equal opportunity and they'll challenge any claims to the contrary. The ACLU has taken the case to test out a rarely used state law that protects employees of small businesses.
We just really want to make sure that everyone in Virginia knows you can't be fired because of who you are, even if you work for a small employer.
That applies to almost 17% of Virginia's workforce. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally today, Loudoun County in Northern Virginia has the world's largest concentration of data centers, but one economic development effort wants to bring data centers to coal country in the southwestern part of the state. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
There's something in the water in southwest Virginia, coal. Many of those old abandoned coal mines have filled with groundwater, which means the region has a stockpile of coal-infused water. Will Payne, Coalfield Strategy, says that's an economic development tool that could attract data centers to the region.
Using the 52-degree mine pool water as opposed to room temperature water means that energy consumption is significantly lowered.
Lower energy consumption means saving money on utility bills, which could be an incentive for an industry that already has one data center in Wise County. Josh Levy at the Data Center Coalition says the industry could be a significant boost to Southwest.
Data centers are a big driver of tax revenue. They provide high-wage jobs, but a low demand on local services because they don't bring in hundreds of jobs per building. Tremendous capital investment, substantial construction jobs and activity.
Project Oasis is the name of the $100,000 economic development effort, funded with a Go Virginia grant and money from the Virginia Department of Mines, Minerals, and Energy. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Tuesday.